Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. We're going to begin with an invocation.
I go to my karate class and eat party.
Please
mute
your phone if you're on the phone by pressing *6 or the mute button. Thank you. We're going to begin by centering in our hearts. Please wiggle your big right toe. Wiggle your left thumb. Wiggle your nose. Now wiggle your heart. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call for the presence of our beloved Jesus to be with us. We call for the presence of the cosmic Christ. We call to Mother Mary and Saint Joseph as our beloved Saint Germain. We call now to Archangel Michael and all of the archangels to come forth now and to seal our homes, our work, our life, our four lower bodies, and all of our chakras in blue flame protection. We call now the seraphim of God to come forth and place their armor over us. We call for the armor of seraphim, the helmet over our head, the breastplate over our chest, the boots, the sword. We call for the shield of the seraphim. We call now for a mighty armor of light around us to roll back and diffuse any negative energy that would be directed against us or the light for which we stand, either from within or from without. Let there be light, O God, and let that light come forth now in this sponsoring master meditation, we pray. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. We're going to begin our meditation now. Please look at the portrait of the Master before you. What we're doing here, what we want to do is establish a figure eight flow between our heart and the heart of the Master, the Lady Master or the Master that we have chosen as our sponsor. When we look in the eyes of the Master, the portrait may start to come alive as we meditate upon the portrait, and that's natural, especially in the eyes. The process that we are engaging is threefold: concentration, meditation, and contemplation. With concentration, we are focusing in on the Master and tuning out all of the outside influences and concerns and stresses of the day and all of the other interests. We're concentrating on the Master. It's an action of the blue plume of our threefold flame. There's a threefold flame within our heart, the spark of our divinity. And that divine spark has three aspects, three qualities: the quality of divine power, the quality of divine wisdom, and the quality of divine love. And these three aspects of our divine self, in the East they call this the Atman, are intended to be balanced and expanded so that we can ultimately walk the earth as Jesus did. So we focus on the heart, and we understand that to expand and balance that blue plume of power, divine power, which is also the flame of goodwill, we concentrate. To expand the yellow plume of God's wisdom, we meditate. Meditation is the path of all of the saints, saints like Saint Francis or Teresa of Avila, and also the saints of the East. And then we have the contemplation, which is the activity of the pink plume, of divine love. In contemplation, we become one with our Master. And so the way we are going to establish now this concentrated contact is by looking at the eyes and visualizing a figure eight flow of light around our head and the head of the Master. Gently going behind the head and circling back around us as a figure eight flow of light. And as we do this, as we visualize this light streaming forth and coming from us and returning to us as that figure eight flow, we're going to now give the mantra that Jesus taught, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Let us say this together, and as you're looking at the Master and visualizing this figure eight flow, also feel your heart chakra, your heart flame. Might even feel a burning sensation, and that's perfectly all right. The burning heart, the sacred heart. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We're now going to chant this. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. See the Master Jesus placing now a robe of white light over you. See those white lilies of resurrection flame, Easter lilies at your feet. We want to activate the resurrection fire around our entire body, springing from the tip of our feet up to the top of our head as we continue this mantra. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. You may find that there are thoughts trying to come in and impede on your meditation. That's okay. Just don't try to fight them. Just let them be. If your not-self starts to rile up and you feel anger or negativity of any kind, let that be too. Don't focus the attention on that by trying to fight it off. Simply continue merging with the Master. Continue the concentration eye to eye, heart to heart. Heart, head, and hand. We want to be heart, head, and hand with the Master. One in heart, one in head through the focusing on the eyes, and one in hand as the hands of God in action. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Many times the thought that comes up is this thought of being unworthy, unworthy of being one with the Master or receiving the Master's presence. And that is the lie of the fallen one. When we condemn ourselves, we place ourselves outside of the circle of God. We need to graduate from this consciousness that we are sinners and move into the consciousness that we are sons and daughters of God. Move out of the consciousness of the original sin or eternal hellfire and move into that consciousness of God is where I am. And through my oneness with Christ, as the Christ in my Master and the Christ in myself, I can become one with God. I can be God, for I am God, and I am developing my divine sonship, my divine daughtership. So when those thoughts come up that say, you're not worthy, what do you think you're doing, or who do you think you are to try and do this? They say, God rebuke you, not me, but God in me rebuke you, to the disturbing thought that is the condemnation. And then we keep moving forward. When Jesus was with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed to the Father and asked the Father to give them the love that he and the Father had experienced. He prayed for them to experience that same love. That thou might be in them as thou art in me. He said to the Father, we are the disciples of Christ. And it is God's will for us to experience God as Jesus did, not to make him an idol, but to follow his footsteps all the way home. Footsteps of his Blessed Mother, the footsteps of all of the saints who embodied that sonship, that daughtership. Jesus taught St. Margaret Mary the mantra, "Thou the all, I the nothing." He said to her, "Say this with me, thou the all, I the nothing." Not from a place of unworthiness or self-condemnation, but from a place of emptiness that the Christ might fill her. And every time she said, "Thou the all, I the nothing," she became more of Christ, more of that something that was divine, that is divine. And so, as we look at the eyes of the Master now, let us give our mantra. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Thou the all, I the nothing. Come fill me, O Lord. You may find that the room is becoming bright, that the Master portrait is becoming bright like a golden light. That's perfectly normal. Not something to be concerned about. What's happening is an etherealization, moving from the physical into the etheric. And so we see the light, the spiritual light, it's the holy light of our meditation. You may even see the portrait of the Master changing in appearance. Vivifying. Let us sound the Om now as we look at the eyes of the Master, sending our love in a very focused way, heart to heart, eye to eye, hand to hand. Which is also upcoming meditation and contemplation, we are going to call the soul from the seat of the soul chakra, which is at the level of the belly button, up into the heart, up into the secret chamber of the heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of our own mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, we call now for the soul to rise from the seat of the soul chakra into the secret chamber of the heart. Rise now and meet your beloved bridegroom, your own Holy Christ Self, who descends now to meet you in the secret chamber of the heart, in the interior castle. Divine Redeemer coming forth. As the soul ascends in a triangle of light, Christ descends in a triangle of light, and we find that six-pointed star created in the heart as the Star of David, the Hindu Shaktona. And we see the soul and the Christ Self passing through the center of that six-pointed star now, and entering the secret chamber of the heart, the eight-petaled lotus flower of the heart. And we are going to give our mantra again, I am Alpha and Omega, eight petals, eight syllables. We see the soul and the bridegroom, our own Holy Christ Self, gingerly stepping on each petal of that chakra, awakening it and being awakened. This is our meditation. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. A tube of light from the heart chakra up through the head area, up above us, stretching up into our own heaven world. This tube of light, this crystal cord, reaches up to our mighty I Am Presence, the presence of the Father with us. We see the mighty I Am Presence surrounded now with rings of light, rainbow rays, concentric spheres. We see the blue of divine power, the green of divine healing and abundance, the purple of divine service and ministration and peace, the violet of transmutation and forgiveness and freedom, the pink of love and creativity and compassion, the yellow of illumination, wisdom, and the white fire core of Alpha and Omega, divine purity, point of origin and point of return. smell passes through these rings of light. She's being pulled by the magnet of our own mighty I Am presence, a great central sun magnet, pulled into these higher spheres of consciousness, ascending Jacob's ladder, ascending the tree of life like the Kabbalists of old, in the throne chariot meditations. Up we move through the spheres of light till we reach the Holy of Holies, the presence of God that Moses experienced in the burning bush, where God said, "Remove thy shoes, thou art standing on holy ground." We know this is happening at the level of our soul consciousness, together with our own holy Christ self, as the way, the truth, and the life of our soul, showing us the way to our pole star, to our own divine Father, Mother, God. We fear not, for this is the presence of love, the presence of our Father, Mother, God. Feel now the love of Father, Mother, God flowing into your heart, flowing into your soul from that place, that sacred space. Receive that love as a cleansing shower. Dissolving now all that is unreal. All that is outside of the circle of oneness and love. Let us give the mantra now. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. And the home is the sound of the Om. Lighthouse calling the mariner home. It's the sound of the Alpenhorn calling the mountaineer home. Ooh, ooh. silent sound of the love of the mother holding her child. Against her heart. We see our Maria in presence now, extending his hands, her hands, their hands, to bless the soul and the Holy Christ self standing before them as a prelude to the alchemical marriage. Take this moment to send your deepest love and devotion to your Father, Mother, God on the return current through the eyes and sponsorship of your Master. Oh God, thou art so magnificent. I love you, my Lord. Oh God, thou art so magnificent. I love you, my Lord. Oh God, thou art so magnificent. I love you, my Lord. And with this, the soul is sealed and descends now that staircase of light, that tunnel of light, back down through the crown chakra into the secret chamber of the heart. A part of us was always there, and a part of us journeyed into those higher spheres of light, and a part of us is retaining it at the level of our auric field in our four lower bodies. Let us send our gratitude now to our Master for assisting us in this work, in this contemplation, this meditation. Hear, O universe, I am grateful. Hear, O universe, I am grateful. Hear, O universe, I am grateful. I love thee, my Lord. I love thee, my Lord. I love thee, my Lord. In this moment of contemplation, we affirm with the Master, I love thee, my soul. I love thee, my soul. I love thee, my soul. O soul of my heart, I love thee. O soul of my heart, I love thee. O soul of my heart, I love thee. We are one. We are one. We are one. In the name of the Father, and of the Mother, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Thank you. materials are meditation, contemplation, and concentration exercise for tonight. You're welcome to bask in the light of the Divine Presence. I also invite you to come forward with any thoughts or feelings or questions. If you prefer to remain silent, that's perfectly fine too. You're welcome to continue looking in the eyes of the Master as we have this communion. Sometimes the best communion is silence. It has been said that those who truly love each other don't need to talk. So, in the love of the brethren, we can be silent. The more we do this each week, the more we become the body and blood of our Master, incrementally, step by step. The more the Master can place his or her presence over us as we go about our work. We don't have to tell anyone about it. Like Jesus said, by their fruits shall you know them. And those who are one with their Master are trees who will yield much fruit. For the Master is the vine, and we are the branches. We are the fruit. Our works are the fruit. And through that fruit, we will make that wine of Aquarius. The wine of Aquarius is the Holy Spirit. Spirit cannot be controlled. It is the flame of love, and as we love, so the Spirit moves through us. Like Mother Teresa said, you do small things with great love. That's what it's all about. So thank you once again for joining us. And
Therese?
Yes?
Therese?
Yes, I can hear
you. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I just wanted to share that the light is very powerful tonight and that it's kind of... It's like very spacious and very powerful. It's hard to describe, and it's like thinking about love. It's like sometimes going up in the meditation, it becomes an inner thing so that you're not looking at the face of the Master from the outer, but from the inner. And it feels tonight like that vision of Ezekiel and love as fire. I really don't know what it is, but just the love of the the fire of the heart or the fire of the master, and just feeling that it's like a grace and it's like a beauty. And it's just very clarifying and very beautiful. So I just wanted to share that.
I'm so glad you spoke up, and what I'm experiencing too is that the meditation continues through your words as well. It's a continuous thread. And I do feel suspended in that light and tethered through the eyes of Jesus here. So I'm very grateful, and it's such a relief to know that we don't have to do it all alone, that we don't have to do it. We have to, of course, engage our free will and try and put our feet in the right direction. Place our hands in the
center. Yes, that's the feeling. Yeah. That's the feeling, too, that I have. Sometimes I just need to show up, and just having the master and having this seraphim is just like the open door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just, it's like the master's there for real and shows up if I show up.
So grateful. There was I'm working on the book, on the next book that we're publishing, and today I was working on that part where it's all about being the wick and not the flame, meaning the master becomes the flame and we're the wick. And so we don't have to be the flame. The master's flame burns upon our wick. And it's a point of pride to think we have to be the flame and the wick. And those who are able to simply show up and be the wick, the master's flame can burn. And that was such a nice thought, and this is what I'm experiencing in this meditation, because at the human level we fall short so often, and we still struggle with negative thoughts and feelings, and you know, sometimes words and actions too. We get caught up and we don't like ourselves that way. Oftentimes, if you're on a path of self-improvement. And so it's wonderful to realize that the goal is to be the wick and then invite the master to light that flame. And just like Jesus said, you don't hide the light under a bushel, you let it shine. And so some people will find the light too bright or too hot or too offensive in some form, and that's okay. We still let it shine. Thank you, Mary, for sharing with us. Would anyone else like to say something tonight? Going to give the feeling then that we give at the end of our session. We thank the Ascended Masters and Heavenly Hosts who have guided us in this work and ask that it continue between sessions. We call now for all misqualifications that have been or will be revealed to be transmuted by violet flame. And we call now for all vacuums to be filled with the light of Jesus Christ. We call for the God desire and the will to keep on keeping on and to see this work through to its final victory. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night. God bless you.